I'm Mike Breen, AMS Public Awareness Officer and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking with Cassidy Laidlaw, who is a junior at Barrington High School and one of the 10 contestants who's qualified for the 2013 National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. Cassidy, congratulations on qualifying.
Thank you.
We'll talk about things you're looking forward to and your life in general. And are there any things you're looking forward to for the upcoming contest and or maybe the conference?
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward definitely to meeting up with the other students from around the country. I think it's amazing to be able to have so many great minds in one place and just be able to talk about stuff.
Right. Yeah. So we'll try to give you some time to talk instead of trying to figure out how to answer questions. In addition to looking forward to the contest, you're also looking forward to the time when you can start doing research. So
yeah,
is there any particular field you're looking forward to doing research in?
I'm very interested in computer science, especially artificial intelligence. A lot of the theory behind artificial intelligence is very heavily math-based. So it's interesting to see sort of the combination of both the computing side, which is sort of the practical side, and the theory side, which is the math side, which has a lot of things to do with set theory and probability theory and things like that. The classic problem in artificial intelligence is you're trying to assign labels to things, and you sort of have to figure out, based on certain characteristics of something, what's the probability that this label fits it or another label, and you want to try to make it so that you can get the highest probability of assigning the right label.
When you were talking about that, it made me think of the Watson, the computer that did so well on Jeopardy. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I mean, I did watch some of it, and actually some of the stuff I'm interested in is natural language processing, which is a lot of what Watson had to do, because basically it had to get all this information from sources, and those sources aren't written in a computer-friendly form necessarily. And so what I'm really interested in right now is something called automatic summarization, in which documents are summarized by a computer. And that's one of the things that Watson had to do, because it had to summarize documents to pick out key points. And then once it saw a question, it had to search through all those key points to see which ones closely matched the question, and then it could come up with possible answers.
And so it helps to have IBM's resources behind that, you know, so that you can, you know, make, let's say, a huge machine. But it also had to be an intelligent machine. It's not just like you can put a bunch of servers together.
Yeah, it's one thing that I've learned. Yeah.
In addition to artificial intelligence and mathematics, you play the piano. Do you think about other things as you're playing the piano?
I try not to. Sometimes I can't keep myself from my mind wandering. But I try to play the piano sort of like a relaxing thing, and as a way to sort of clear my mind, because as probably most people know, if you work on one thing for way too long, then you can't really think about it very clearly anymore.
I imagine you there at the keyboard, and then all of a sudden you get the insight to the problem that you had given up for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's right.
So the aha moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's my favorite part of things.
Yeah, you said that's your favorite thing about school, is having aha moments.
Yeah. Yesterday, for instance, in a math class, we proved Green's theorem, which is theorem in calculus. And once you see it, it's amazingly simple, but it means so many things. So having that moment of like, wow, those two things are connected, is just, that's my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing multivariable calculus now.
That's right.
And it is an amazing theorem. You're right. It's great that you made that connection, and now you can figure out those things much easier.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm taking the class. It's not only giving me knowledge about the subject, but it's also teaching me new ways to think about how to solve problems.
So, Cassidy, is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think I said it all.
All right. Well, good luck in January. So the contest will take place at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in San Diego. It'll go from 9:30 to 11 Pacific time. And that's Cassidy Laidlaw, who's one of the 10 contestants. He's a junior at Barrington High School in Rhode Island. Cassidy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.